Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. 15 years, Elise Benin is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, Elise. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
15 years this month. Actually,
wow.
Yeah, like in a couple of days, it'll be the exact day. Happy anniversary, 15 years. How about that? Do you have anybody else that you've been hanging out with for 15 years this long?
I doubt it.
None is special, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, those were the sentiments you were searching for, right, Elise?
Exactly.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're celebrating the 15th anniversary of our relationship with Elise Benin. Don't know what we'd do without you, Elise. It's been fun. You've been a great resource for us. Elise is the founder, I should say, of marketing-mentor.com, right, Elise?
That's right, no W.
And you can find all of her, exactly, you can find all of her books there and all the things that she does for micropreneurs to help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Elise, you wrote a post recently called, "Does Your Pricing Strategy Disrespect Customers?" What do you mean by that?
So this came from a video interview I did with the CEO of FreshBooks, Mike mm-hmm. McDermott. Mm-hmm. Which is a cloud accounting software. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about value-based pricing, which I think you and I have discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you say to your client, this is what I do and this is how much it costs, then that, in essence, is disrespecting your customer mm-hmm. because you don't approach it from the other perspective, which is, tell me what you need, and I'll tell you how much that costs.
Right.
It puts the focus on you. Well, no matter what you need, here's what I do, and here's how much it costs.
I've used that approach for decades. Whenever somebody, there's a couple of advantages in doing it that way. Whenever somebody says, how much is this going to cost me, and it's early in the process, then, you know, number one, they're trying to take control of the call, right? And so you can't let that happen. And so you have to say, well, I have to be honest with you, I don't know how much it's going to cost you because I don't yet know what you need and what I'm going to need to do to make you happy with that. And that just completely neutralizes their objection or their trying to claim the control. It brings it back to you, and it's absolutely the most reasonable thing in the world to say to a prospect.
But I think this is one of the things that especially the freelancers and micropreneurs that I work with don't understand. And mm-hmm. so when someone says, how much is it going to cost, they think they have to produce a price
right that second, even
if they're not ready.
That's because they haven't had sales training, Elise.
Absolutely.
No, there's no question about that. And they probably don't have much experience selling either.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the problems. This is one of the problems, Elise, with people who decide that they want to become business owners, but they don't know anything about business.
What's the solution to that problem?
Well, they need to go get some business experience. I mean, seriously. I mean, if just because you're a great engineer, you're a great architect, or you're a great doctor, or a lawyer, or accountant, even believe it or not, or a great insurance person. You know all that. That doesn't mean you don't understand the business of all those things. And a huge, huge part of the business of all that is making customers happy, which includes not letting them control the call until this time.
Right. It's true. And there are so many people who are already in the middle of it who don't even realize they don't have the requisite training.
If I were going to advise any of your folks about this, like the people you were talking about, the people who don't have that experience, I would say go get sales training. Go learn about conceptual selling. Go learn about how the sales techniques and the skills that you need. There are conversational skills that will help you serve your customers, because them asking you how much it costs is not them letting you serve them.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. I'm just imagining the people that I work with. If I even used the term sales training to them, they would cringe.
Well, then they need to go get a job somewhere.
Mm-hmm. But Jim, there are not a lot of jobs out there.
Well, that's not my problem. So you got them cringing both ways. Then is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I can't help that. You know, let me tell you something, Elise. You and I've been in business a long time. I know you've been in business a while. I've been in business a long time. I still cringe every day. Something makes me cringe every day. Get over it. Put your big boy, big girl pants on and get over it.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have much truck. I don't truck much with that kind of whining.
Mm-hmm.
But see, no, really, the guy was right. I hadn't thought about the disrespect thing, but it is disrespectful. But I could probably come up with a better term for it. But anyway, last thoughts.
I guess, you know, just in terms of sales training, you know, the idea that there are conversational techniques
mm-hmm.
that one can learn. Because I think the resistance to the sales training is that I'm not going to be able to do it. That's not me.
Or they probably think you have to be manipulative and aggressive. And you don't. That's not the case at all. Hey, Elise, I got to wrap it up. Marketing-mentor.com. Elise, thanks for 15 great years.
My pleasure. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.